touching. Higher to love, I'm under the upper lunge. One kick up or down, I'm about to meet the Yankee. Baby, I'm jumping in people, choosing bungee. Think I can let you know you're dealing with the gangster. But I go soft for you, like Robert Nesta. Talking Bob Marley, I need the one love. Together we stay shining like a Michael Jackson glove. African thing, why think? Bring it low, bend it for an African thing. You like Jackie Chan's gun thing. I'm focused on you, baby. We should want to be
falling in love with this African girl. Made out of love, but I want you to go. She got the body like a diamond, girl. I wonder why, but I'm losing my cool. I'm loving her body. Cool, God, come find me. Heart is beating, but it's breaking. I'm going to
planning and eliminate ineffective incentives as part of the process. According to the report, Zambia loses about 3.1% of GDP, equivalent to 20% of its current revenue, due to tax incentives and exemptions granted to corporations and individuals. The report adds that while the publication of the 2024 tax expenditures report, which highlights such revenue losses, is a welcome step towards greater transparency, government must take further action by disclosing the decision-making behind such revenue losses, particularly those related to tax incentives offered to corporations. Environmentalist Rob Shenton has warned that Zambia may face severe national water crisis if the country does not immediately address bad soil management practices. Speaking to Parafem News after visiting Chief Mansi Mawe, Chief Mzamani, chieftains and surrounding areas in Eastern Province, Mr. Shenton observed that the country is on the verge of water crisis, hence emphasizing the need for good soil management if the country is to reverse the foreseen crisis. He added that water shortage in some parts of the country is a national issue that requires urgent attention and review of certain environmental practices. Mr. Shenton is therefore calling for the prioritization of good national-wide soil management, stating that doing so will enhance soil health capable of addressing floods as rainwater would effective sink in the soil. Meanwhile, he has attributed the current state of water quantity across the country to poor soil because of bad soil management practices. He said most of the soil in the country is hardened and cannot freely allow water to sink through, causing floods, flash floods, soil and nutrient erosion.
If we can move towards a situation where the rain goes into the soil where it falls, then you don't have any floods, then you don't have any droughts, or you have much less chance of a drought because the water's in the ground, and then it's moving slowly towards the streams, to the rivers. It takes about 3 years to move 1 kilometer. But when you have bad soil management, as we have in most areas now, the soil becomes hard and bare, and when the rain comes, it goes sideways. It doesn't go down. It doesn't enter the soil. It can't. Soil's too hard. And so you get this flooding, water accumulating, streams, you know, flooding, flash flooding, from moving across the surface too quickly.
In another development, the United Party for National Development has warned its members and aspiring candidates to stop campaigning in any constituency, ward or area where the party already has an elected member of parliament, mayor, council chairperson or councillor. UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda said the rule also applies in areas where the UPND works with independent MPs as well as constituencies or wards represented by opposition MPs who are cooperating constructively with the ruling party. He explained that the directive follows a standing resolution of the UPND National Management Committee adopted and published in 2020, which guides internal campaign activities. Mr. Imenda stated that the measure is meant to protect party unity, strengthen cohesion, and give elected officials space to deliver on the UPND's development agenda without unnecessary disruption. He warned that any aspiring candidate who disobeys the directive will face disciplinary action in line with the party's regulations. He further advised media houses not to quote aspiring candidates or party members on campaign-related matters in the name of the UPND, stressing that the party has not issued any official position on individual aspirations. In another development, governance expert Samson Zulu has cautioned the policy gains in Zambia risk stalling or reversing each time there is a change of government, warning that such cycles weaken reform progress and delay development. Mr. Zulu says it is imperative to separate policy from politics, however possible, particularly in areas such as macroeconomic stability, essential services, competitive markets, anti-corruption measures, and the rule of law. He further called for decisions to be anchored on transparent, data-driven processes, arguing that evidence-based policy making